This week, former President Trump doubled down on his criticism of Haitian migrants. This time, his focus was on a small town in the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania. Oliver Morrison from member station WESA reports.
The town of Charleroi is located an hour southeast of Pittsburgh in an industrial river valley. The population has declined steadily since the 1920s by two-thirds, bottoming out at just over 4,000 residents during the last census. In the last few years, hundreds of migrants began moving to town, largely drawn by jobs in a local food packaging plant. Local officials estimate about 2,000 immigrants now live in town. A few years ago, according to U.S. Census numbers, there were less than 200. Then, last week, Trump called out Charleroi. He said Haitian immigrants had made the town less beautiful and been a drain on resources. At a rally Monday, he said they're also making residents less safe.
Is it a different place, totally different place? It's what? It's completely different.
A number of Charleroi's leaders criticized Trump's remarks. Joe Manning is the manager of Charleroi, and he says the borough's not struggling for resources, and the local police chief has reported no spikes in crime.
Nobody in the community came to complain. Nobody showed up at borough council meetings to complain or to bring anything to our attention that there were problems.
On a recent afternoon, Jesse Jackson just finished his lunch at a downtown McDonald's. Jackson has lived in Charleroi for all 42 years of his life and doesn't like that many of the new migrants don't speak fluent English.
There's so many pouring in, just cluttering up things that used to not be so cluttered.
A couple blocks away, Kevin Kuzma owns a screen printing shop, and he says Haitians have brought new businesses to his store. They have also opened up a handful of businesses of their own, he says, in formerly vacant storefronts.
They have like a wig place right up here. They also sell clothes. There's another one down here that I think that does like hair cutting and stuff like that. There's a market which sells a lot of their food specifically to them.
Marie Gerdi works in one of the new stores as a cashier. She was a kindergarten teacher in Haiti and is fluent in three languages, including Spanish. Gerdi wasn't impressed by what Trump has said about Haitians.
Él dijo lo que quiere, pero a nosotros no comen lo que él dice.
He says whatever he wants to say, but we don't eat what he said we eat. I eat beef, goat, fish, yes, but dogs? Never. It's very disgusting for us to eat dogs and cats. Around the corner, Eva Ross was looking for a subsidized apartment in a neighboring town. She has lived in Charleroi for 20 years, but says the new immigrants have made trips to the Dollar General frustrating.
I got to wait in line forever because they can't speak English, and they're taking 15 minutes to cash out because they don't know what they're doing.
Trump has also called out Charleroi schools. He says new students are costing taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars. Ed Zelich, the superintendent of the Charleroi School District, says his district receives more money from the state when new students enroll. And he says they use it to pay for things like new ESL teachers. Zelich says the vilification of Haitians makes his job harder.
We're proud of them. We're very proud of them. So I just like to get the misinformation. That's my biggest challenge, getting the misinformation cleared up.
Teachers say Haitian students who didn't know any English 2 years ago are now writing full paragraphs. Donna Bialon is one of those teachers, and she says some of those same students have now become leaders.
They take it upon themselves to help. Yep. The new students. And you see them walking down the hall together, showing them where to go. That's beautiful. It's not less beautiful. It's more beautiful.
Yeah.
Caleb Fontes rents homes to Haitian migrants in Charleroi, and he says they have been among his most responsible tenants. He doesn't think Trump cares to know this truth.
A lot of people don't like the immigrants, so he wants to cater to them because he wants their votes. But if you look at the facts, just talk to the owners. The immigrants, they're putting money in a lot of people's pockets.
Trump's comments are fueling disagreements on the town's social media pages, often backed by unfounded claims. But so far, Charleroi's leaders say the town is adapting despite these divisions. For NPR News, I'm Oliver Morrison in Charleroi, Pennsylvania.